Chapter 17, After Achor. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to write the key verse from memory, identify 4 reasons for spiritual defeat, summarize the results of spiritual defeat, explain the 4 steps of the remedy for recovery. Key verse, 2 Timothy 2:26. And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive of him at his will. Introduction. In previous chapters, you learned how God prepared a mobilizer, Joshua, and mobilized his people, Israel, to take the land of Canaan. You also studied the principles of penetration, which they used, which are applicable to your own life and ministry. In this lesson, you will learn how Israel dealt with defeat. Whenever you are mobilized for God and begin to take territory in His name, you will face many problems. Sometimes you may experience defeat. In this lesson, you will learn what to do after Achor. The Battle of Jericho. The first great battle faced by Israel after crossing the Jordan River occurred at the city of Jericho. You can read the story of Jericho in Joshua chapter 6. God gave Israel a unique strategy for taking this city. They were to march around the city in silence for 6 days. On the 7th day, they were to march around 7 times. Then the priests were to blow their trumpets, and the people were to shout, "Because the Lord hath given you the city." Joshua 6:16. Whenever you cross a Jordan River spiritually in your life and begin to claim new territory for God, you will undoubtedly face a Jericho. Whatever your Jericho may be, God will give you the specific strategy for the battle. Sometimes God's plan may seem as foolish as the one given Joshua for his Jericho, but if you follow God's direction carefully and walk before Him in holiness, your victory is assured. But we are not going to dwell on Jericho in this lesson. You do not usually have a problem with the victories in life. It is exciting to walk in the victories of our Jerichos. Where we most often have our problems is when we face defeat. We are going to move on to Joshua chapters 7 and 8, which record a major defeat experienced by God's people. Take time to read these chapters before proceeding with this lesson. The Valley of Achor. The word Achor means trouble, and that is exactly what Israel faced when they staged their attack against the small city of Ai. The story of Ai and the Valley of Achor begins in Joshua 7:1 with the key word but. In Joshua 6, Israel was walking in victory, but Chapter 8 finds them in trouble. We will examine the reasons Israel was defeated, the results, and the remedy for their problem. You will find the reasons, results, and remedy for their problem applicable to your own defeats. The reasons. When you are defeated while penetrating and taking territory for the Lord, there is always a reason. In the story of Achor, there were 4 reasons for defeat, all of which are common in the defeats we experience. 1. Principles. Violating the principles of God, sin, always results in defeat. God told Israel not to take any of the fruits of the spoils of Jericho. They were to be dedicated to the Lord, as they were the first fruits of battle. They were warned not to take the accursed thing among them. Joshua 6:18-19. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed. When ye take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. Joshua 7:1 records how a man named Achan took the accursed thing. His temptation followed the same pattern as that of the original temptation of Eve. He saw, desired, took, and hid. He said in Joshua 7:21, "When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them. And behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it." Sin always begins in the mind. The attitude of sin precedes the act. Achan thought, "Who will see? Who will know?" As is common in sin, he saw only the immediate pleasure it would bring and not the horrible long-term effects of his actions. If Achan had looked with eyes of faith instead of eyes of lust, he would have seen these items as accursed. Instead, he viewed them with the natural senses only. Your spiritual enemies are the world, flesh, and the devil. These work together to tempt you by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. If you look on temptation with eyes of faith instead of eyes of lust, you will see that which is forbidden as an accursed thing. Achan's specific sin was converting to private use that intended for God's glory. May God help us that we will never fall into the same snare. Achan's sin affected all of Israel. Israel's defeat was primarily because they violated the principles of God. Joshua 7:11. Israel hath sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them. For they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen, and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. 2. Pride. Achan is not the only one at fault in the story of Achor. When Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai to view the country, the men returned and told Joshua in Joshua 7:3, "Let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for there are but a few." Ai was a small city in comparison to Jericho, which Israel had just conquered. In pride, these men thought, "Ai should be no problem. We have faced bigger things and been victorious. This is nothing to worry about." Israel was self-confident instead of being confident in God. In our own battles of life, we often feel we can handle the lesser problems ourselves. But there is no encounter with the enemy so small that we do not need all of the resources God has provided to face it. When you begin to move in self-confidence and pride and believe there is nothing to worry about, then you are moving into dangerous territory. 3. Perception. The men sent to view Ai viewed things with their natural senses only. They did not have the spiritual perception to see behind surface appearances and recognize the power of the enemy. Following natural perception instead of spiritual insight led to an inaccurate reporting. In Joshua 7:3, these men claimed that the warriors of Ai were just a few, when in reality there were 12,000. Joshua 8:25. When you involve carnal men in God's work, they will always make decisions based on their natural, fleshly perceptions. This always leads to carnal counsel. "Our men will suffice," they told Joshua. Carnal counsel always leads to defeat. 4. Prayerlessness. Joshua also bears some blame for the defeat at Ai. He listened carefully to the report of the men who returned from viewing the city, but he did not pray about the report he received. He immediately organized about 3,000 warriors to go up to Ai to battle. Had Joshua taken time to pray, undoubtedly God would have revealed that there was sin in Israel and warned them not to go into battle. Had Joshua taken time to pray, he would have also discovered that the pattern for attacking Ai was not to be the same as Jericho. The eyes of life are not taken the same way as the Jerichos. We cannot live in past victories or the traditions of yesterday. God has new strategies each time we mobilize and move forward to claim territory in his name. You studied about Gideon in chapter 3, and you will remember that when he went into battle, God reduced many men to a few. At Ai, God would increase few to many. You cannot limit and predict God to follow the patterns of the past. He is the God of the new who has declared, "I will do a new thing." But Joshua did not take time to pray. He sent a few of the troops who were badly defeated and fled before the enemy. Summary: the four reasons for Israel's defeat at Ai were in the areas of principles, pride, perception, prayerlessness. The results: Joshua 7:12. Therefore, because they had sinned, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except ye destroy the accursed from among you. Just as there are always reasons for defeat, there are always results from failure. Notice the results of Israel's defeat. Joshua 7:4 and 5, fleeing from the enemy. Joshua 7:5, spiritual death. Joshua 7:5, fear and despondency of people. Joshua 7:6, despondency of the leadership. Joshua 7:7, looking back to the good old days. Joshua 7:8 and 9, questioning. What a sad picture we have of Israel. No longer are they a motivated and mobilized force for God. They are a discouraged people with a discouraged leader, questioning, fearful, and fleeing from the enemy. Violation of God's principles, pride, carnal perception, and prayerlessness will always render you immobile in the face of the enemy. But never view the final outcome on the basis of current and temporary defeat. Just as there are reasons and results for failure, there is always a remedy. The remedy. There is a remedy for every failure. Even if you have been taken captive by your enemy, Satan, you can recover. 2 Timothy 2:26, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive of him at his will. When you are walking in defeat, you are walking in the will of the enemy. God will help you recover, but you must also take steps to recover yourself by following the biblical principles of recovery. Read Joshua 7:10 to 13. In this passage, you will find four steps to recovery to use when you have been defeated by the enemy. 1. Revelation. Portions of Joshua 7:10 and 11. And the Lord said, "Israel hath sinned." The first step of recovery is to have a revelation of exactly what is the problem. When Joshua went to prayer, God revealed to him that Israel had sinned. Ask God to reveal that accursed thing that stands between you and victory, that thing which prevents you from being both mobilized and a mobilizer. It is important to note that individual sin affects the entire corporate body. God told Joshua that they, all of Israel, had sinned, not just Achan. Joshua 7:11. We are very quick to see problems in the church, but often we do not recognize the role we as individuals have in these problems. Each believer is part of the corporate body of Christ. A sin in one member affects the mobilizing and functioning of the entire body. 2. Repentance. God not only revealed the problem to Joshua, he told him to deal with it. Joshua 7:10. And the Lord said unto Joshua, "Get thee up, wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face?" The revelation of the problem is not enough to recover yourself from the snare of the enemy. You must get up and deal with the problem itself. There is a time to stop praying and begin to act upon what God has revealed to you. God told Joshua to call the people together and deal with the sin in their midst. If you are to recover yourself from the snare of the enemy, you must confront the problem. Joshua was quick to obey. It says he rose up early in the morning to follow God's instruction, Joshua 7:16. When God revealed that Achan was the transgressor, Joshua sent men running to the tent to get the sinful items. We cannot be too quick to deal with the sin in our midst. Delay is disobedience, but in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 3. Restoration. The next step after repentance is restoration. In the case of Ai, defeat, the accursed items are taken care of, and Achan's entire family is punished. They are stoned to death in the valley of Achor. Holiness is restored to God's people. The separation caused by their violation of principles, carnal perception, pride, and prayerlessness is corrected. When God reveals the reasons for your defeat and you repent, you must also make restitution. You must remove the accursed thing from your life. You may also need to forgive others or ask for forgiveness. You may need to correct a sinful situation your disobedience created. 4. Return. When fellowship with God is broken by sin, recovery comes by returning to the place of separation and conquering the enemy. Your walk with God must be renewed. You must return to the battlefield to deal with your defeat. So after the revelation of sin, repentance, and restoration, God's instructions to Israel were to go up to Ai. There can be no truce and no neutrality with the enemy. When you have failed, the enemy will speak words of defeat to you. You might as well give up. Everyone has lost confidence in you. God does not care, or he would have helped you. You are weak and good for nothing. You will just fail if you try again. You must return to the battlefield. You must face the enemy and emerge victorious. You can never move on to other battles until you win at Ai, your place of defeat. Read Joshua 8, which tells the story of Israel's return and victory at Ai. Be sure to note that this time Joshua took up all the warriors of Israel. Summary. Here is the biblical remedy for recovery: revelation, repentance, restoration, return. The door of hope. When you follow God's remedy for recovery, he takes your valley of Achor, or trouble, and actually turns it into a door of hope. Hosea 2:15, I will give the valley of Achor for a door of hope. Chapter 7 opens with a dark picture of the Lord's anger kindled against his people. But in chapter 8, we find Israel again mobilized for victory. Joshua 8, 3-8, God gave a strategy. Joshua 8, 7 and 18, the victory was assured. Joshua 8, 10-29, the leader and people acted in obedience and faith. Joshua 8:20, the enemy had no power to flee. Joshua 8:22 and 26, the enemy was totally destroyed. Joshua 8:30-35, God received the glory. Joshua 9:2, fear of God and his people fell on the remaining foes. If you follow this remedy for recovery, you will also witness these results as God turns your own valley of Achor into a door of hope.